Recruitment obligations under UAE labor law overview. Recruitment in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, is primarily governed by federal decree. Law number 33 of 2021 on the regulation of labor relations, as amended, the UAE labor law. The law regulates recruitment practices in the private sector, covering UAE nationals and expatriates, and is enforced by the Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization, MOHRE. The objective is to ensure fair hiring practices, prohibit mistreatment, and promote a transparent and efficient labor market, legal and regulatory framework. Key sources. Regulating recruitment obligations include Federal Decree Law No. 33 of 2021, as amended by Decree Laws No. 14 to 2022, 2023, and 9/2024. MOHRE Ministerial Resolutions and Administrative Guidelines, which regulate work permits, contracts, and recruitment agencies. Federal Decree Law No. 34 of 2023 on Combating Discrimination and Hatred, which applies to discriminatory conduct, including in hiring general principles governing recruitment. Recruitment under UAE. Labor law is not treated as a purely commercial or informal exercise. From the first interaction with a candidate, employers are expected to act within a framework of fairness, transparency, and respect for individual rights. These principles shape how vacancies are advertised, how candidates are treated, and how hiring decisions are made. Good faith and transparency. Recruitment must be carried out honestly and in good faith, with clear and accurate communication about the role and its terms. This obligation applies even before an employment contract is signed. In practical terms, this means that employers should ensure that job titles reflect the actual role to be performed. Salary ranges, benefits, and working arrangements are not misrepresented. Candidates are not induced to accept roles on the basis of promises that the employer never intends to honor. Example, an employer advertises a role as a senior finance manager, offering a monthly salary of AED 30,000. After the candidate resigns from their previous position and relocates to the UAE, the employer presents a contract for finance officer with a salary of AED 18,000. This conduct is likely to be viewed as bad faith recruitment and may expose the employer to complaints or enforcement action. Good faith recruitment also means avoiding vague assurances such as salary to increase after visa issuance or commission to be agreed later, unless these terms are clearly recorded in writing and reflected in the final contract. Equality and non-discrimination. The UAE labor law expressly prohibits discrimination at all stages of employment, including recruitment. Hiring decisions must be based on objective, job-related criteria, not personal characteristics unrelated to the role. Employers must not discriminate on the basis of gender, race or ethnicity, nationality or social origin, religion, disability. This principle applies not only to final hiring decisions but also to job advertisements, shortlisting, interviews, and assessment methods. Example, a job advertisement states, only candidates of a certain nationality may apply, or male candidates preferred. Unless nationality or gender is an essential and lawful requirement for the role, which is rare, such wording would likely breach discrimination rules. Interview stage example. An interviewer asks a female candidate whether she plans to marry or have children and factors her response into the hiring decision. This would expose the employer to discrimination risk, even if the candidate is otherwise qualified. Best practice is to use standardized interview questions, scored against role-specific criteria, and to document decisions so that they can be justified objectively if challenged. Prohibition of forced labor. A fundamental recruitment principle under UAE law is that employment must be freely chosen. Employers must not exploit candidates financially or otherwise in order to secure their labor. This principle prohibits charging candidates recruitment visa or onboarding costs, requiring employees to repay employment-related expenses through salary deductions, using threats such as visa cancellation or blacklisting to pressure candidates into accepting or continuing employment. Example. A candidate is told they must pay AED 50,000 to cover visa processing and recruitment expenses as a condition of hiring. Even if the candidate agrees, this arrangement is unlawful. Recruitment and visa costs are the employer's responsibility. Another example, an employee is forced to sign a side letter agreeing to work for 2 years without the ability to resign or else repay exaggerated training costs. Such arrangements may be viewed as coercive and contrary to the prohibition on forced labor. Employers are also responsible for ensuring that third-party recruiters, including overseas agents, do not engage in exploitative conduct on their behalf. accuracy and consistency of recruitment documents. Recruitment materials should form a coherent and consistent trail, from job advertisement to offer letter to employment contract. Inconsistencies can give rise to disputes and regulatory scrutiny. Key expectations include: job offers must accurately reflect the role, salary, and benefits. The MoRay registered contract must match the offer terms. Any probation conditions, bonuses, or variable pay arrangements must be clearly defined. Example: an offer letter promises a monthly transportation allowance, but the MoRay employment contract is silent on allowances. If a dispute later arises, the employer may face difficulty arguing that the allowance was discretionary or informal. Clear documentation helps demonstrate compliance and protects employers in the event of audits, employee complaints, or disputes. Respect for dignity and privacy of candidates. While employers are entitled to assess suitability for a role, recruitment practices must remain proportionate and respectful. This means only requesting information that is relevant to the role, conducting background and reference checks with consent, handling candidate data confidentially. Example: requiring a candidate to disclose marital status, religious beliefs, or personal financial information where this is unrelated to the job would likely be inappropriate and could undermine lawful recruitment practices. Job advertising and candidate selection. Candidate selection under UAE. Labor law is not prescriptive in the sense of mandating a single hiring methodology. However, the law draws clear boundaries around how selection decisions must be made. The underlying expectation is that selection is objective, role-driven, transparent, and defensible. In practice, lawful selection in the UAE typically progresses through four interconnected stages, each of which carries legal relevance. Defining lawful selection criteria before any candidate is considered. The selection process begins before job advertisements are published or CVs are reviewed. Employers are expected to define clear selection criteria linked directly to the role's requirements. Selection criteria should be based on qualifications or certifications required to perform the job, relevant professional experience, technical skills or competencies, language proficiency where genuinely required, regulatory or licensing requirements, e.g. medical, financial, or aviation roles, work model compatibility, full-time, part-time, flexible, remote. Example: for a senior internal auditor role, lawful selection criteria may include a recognized accounting qualification, e.g. ACCA, CPA, minimum 5-7 years of audit experience, experience with UAE regulatory frameworks, strong report writing skills in English. By contrast, criteria such as age, marital status, nationality, unless legally justified, or personal lifestyle choices are not lawful selection factors, even if commonly used informally in the past. Well-structured employers formally document these criteria internally before recruitment begins. Shortlisting, lawful CV screening, and initial elimination. During the shortlisting stage, employers may lawfully select or reject candidates based on objective mismatches with the predefined criteria. Permissible shortlisting reasons include insufficient experience, lack of required qualifications, inability to meet licensing or approval requirements, salary expectations, well outside the role's budget, absence of required work authorization at that stage. Example: if a role requires Arabic and English fluency due to client-facing regulatory reporting, rejecting a candidate who does not speak Arabic would be lawful provided that the language requirement is genuine and documented. What employers must not do at shortlisting stage: exclude candidates based on gender or nationality preferences, reject candidates because of pregnancy, disability, or religious practice, use informal cultural fit language to disguise discriminatory preferences. Best practice is to record neutral rejection reasons, e.g., did not meet experience threshold, to evidence compliance if challenged. Interviews. Assessing suitability in a structured and defensible way. Interviews remain the main selection tool, but are also the stage most exposed to legal risk if conducted informally. Lawful interviews focus on capability to perform the role, problem-solving ability, behavioral competencies, alignment with professional responsibilities. Employers should, ideally, use structured interview questions. Ask all candidates substantially similar baseline questions. Evaluate responses against predetermined scoring criteria. Lawful interview questions include: can you describe your experience managing cross-border audits? How do you handle conflicting deadlines? Have you previously worked under MoRay or free zone regulatory environments? Problematic interview questions include: Are you planning to have children? What religion are you? Would your husband be comfortable with late working hours? Are you too old, young for this role? Even if asked casually or without malicious intent, such questions may evidence discriminatory decision-making. Testing and assessments. When and how they may be used. Employers may lawfully use skills tests, assessments, or technical exercises provided they are relevant, proportionate, and applied consistently. Common lawful assessments include technical tests, e.g. book coding, financial modeling, role-specific case studies, language proficiency evaluations, psychometric or aptitude assessments. Example: requiring a software developer to complete a short coding exercise is reasonable. Requiring the same exercise only from certain candidates, e.g. based on nationality, would not be defensible. Assessment results should be retained and linked back to objective hiring criteria. Final selection and decision-making. The final hiring decision must be traceable back to lawful criteria, even when subjective judgment is involved. Employers may legitimately consider comparative performance at interview, relative depth of experience, demonstrated leadership or specialist skills, readiness to commence employment. What is crucial is that the reason for selection can be articulated without reference to prohibited factors. Example: lawful reasoning. The selected candidate demonstrated stronger regulatory experience and scored higher in the technical assessment. Unlawful or risky reasoning. The selected candidate will fit better with the existing team culture. If team fit is cited, it should be clearly defined in professional, non-discriminatory terms, e.g. the collaboration style, leadership approach. Documenting the selection process. While the labor law does not mandate formal hiring records, documentation is a critical risk management practice. Employers are encouraged to retain job descriptions and advertisements, selection criteria and scoring matrices, interview notes, assessment results, offer letters, and final contracts. These records are particularly important if a rejected candidate alleges discrimination, MORA investigates a complaint, a dispute arises over misrepresentation or unfair treatment. In the UAE, candidate selection must be able to withstand scrutiny, not just feel commercially sensible. Employers retain wide discretion over who they hire, but only when decisions are anchored in objective, role-based reasoning, applied consistently, and documented carefully. A well-run selection process protects not only candidates, but also employers from regulatory exposure, reputational harm, and costly labor disputes. Use of recruitment agencies. Recruitment agencies must hold a valid MOHRI recruitment license. Employers are responsible for ensuring agencies engaged act lawfully and do not charge candidates recruitment fees. Any agreement with a recruitment agency should clearly allocate responsibilities and compliance obligations, recruitment costs, and fees. Employer responsibility with legal references. Under UAE labor law, all recruitment-related costs are the employer's responsibility. This is a strict rule designed to prevent exploitation and forced labor and is actively enforced by MOHRA. Scope of recruitment. Costs. Recruitment costs are interpreted broadly and include all expenses incurred to lawfully hire and employ a worker, such as recruitment or headhunter fees, work permit and labor approval fees, residence visa and visa stamping costs, medical fitness tests, Emirates ID registration, mandatory health insurance. Article 6. Recruitment and employment of workers shall be conducted in accordance with the provisions of this decree law and its implementing regulations. The employer must comply with the approved procedures for recruitment and shall not employ any worker unless a work permit is obtained from the ministry. Since Article 13, the employer shall treat the worker in a manner that preserves his dignity and integrity, bear the costs of recruitment and employment in accordance with the provisions of this decree law, not charge the worker any fees or costs, directly or indirectly, for employment. Prohibition on charging or recovering costs from employees. Employers must not, directly or indirectly, charge candidates recruitment or visa fees, deduct such costs from salary, require reimbursement through side agreements, reclassify costs as training or processing fees. Employee consent does not legitimize cost shifting. Article 14. Any form of forced labor is prohibited. It is prohibited to compel the worker to perform work against his will or to exploit him in any way. It is also prohibited to impose any penalties or coercive measures on the worker. Early departure and probation confusion. Employers cannot recover recruitment or visa costs from employees, even if the employee resigns during probation. However, where an employee leaves during probation to join another UAE employer, limited cost recovery may apply between the two employers, not against the employee. Article 9. The employer may appoint the worker under probation for a period not exceeding 6 months. If the worker wishes to terminate employment during probation to join another employer in the state, the new employer shall compensate the original employer for the costs of recruitment, subject to the rules determined by the ministry. Recruitment costs are treated as a business expense, not an employee liability. Any attempt to transfer these costs openly or indirectly creates significant regulatory risk, regardless of contractual wording or employee agreement, job offers, and employment contracts. Once a candidate has been selected, the recruitment process sets into legally operative obligations through the issuance of a formal job offer and the execution of an employment contract. Under UAE labor law, the employer must issue a written offer that is registered with MoRE, or the relevant free zone authority, and that accurately reflects the essential terms of employment, including job title, duties, salary, allowances, work location, working hours, probation period, and contract duration. This offer is not a mere formality. It sets expectations and forms the basis upon which the candidate agrees to relocate, resign from previous employment, or commit to the role. Any material divergence between the offer and the final employment contract, such as reduced salary, altered role scope, or removal of agreed benefits, may expose the employer to allegations of bad faith recruitment or misrepresentation. The final employment contract must be a fixed-term contract, not exceeding 3 years, renewable, and must be registered with MoRE before the employee commences work. In practice, compliant employers ensure tight alignment between advertisements, offer letters, and MoRE contracts, recognizing that inconsistencies are a common trigger for labor disputes, regulatory scrutiny, and employee grievances. Work permits, visas, and onboarding. Before an employee may lawfully commence work in the UAE, the employer must complete a series of mandatory immigration and employment formalities that are integral to the recruitment process rather than administrative afterthoughts. This includes obtaining a valid MoRE work permit or the relevant free zone permit, securing a residence visa, arranging the employee's medical fitness examination, and completing Emirates ID registration, all of which must be finalized in accordance with prescribed timelines and procedures. The employee must not begin work formally or informally until the necessary authorizations are in place, as premature commencement exposes the employer to regulatory penalties. As part of onboarding, the employer must also ensure the employee is registered for salary payment through the Wage Protection System, WPS, where applicable, enrolled in mandatory health insurance, and provided with access to workplace policies, safety information, and contractual documentation. In practice, compliant employers treat immigration compliance and onboarding as a continuation of lawful recruitment, recognizing that failures at this stage, such as delayed permits, incorrect job classifications, or off-system salary payments, are frequent sources of MoRE enforcement actions and labor disputes. Emiratization obligations. In addition to general recruitment requirements, certain private sector employers are subject to emiratization obligations, which require the active recruitment, hiring, and retention of UAE nationals in accordance with targets set by MoRE and related government programs. These obligations apply primarily to companies meeting specific size and sector thresholds and are designed to integrate UAE nationals into the workforce through sustainable employment rather than nominal or short-term appointments. Employers subject to emiratization requirements must ensure that recruitment practices genuinely prioritize qualified UAE nationals, maintain compliant salary levels and job titles, and record employment accurately through MoRE systems. Non-compliance, such as failing to meet targets, misclassifying roles, or creating artificial employment arrangements, may result in administrative penalties, increased government contribution charges, restrictions on new work permits, or exclusion from incentive schemes. In practice, emiratization considerations influence recruitment planning from an early stage, requiring employers to align workforce strategy, hiring budgets, and role design with the national employment policy as an integral part of lawful recruitment in the UAE. Record-keeping and compliance employers must maintain accurate recruitment and employment records, ensure contract terms reflect actual working conditions, cooperate with MoRE inspections and investigations. Non-compliance may result in fines, suspension of work permits, and other administrative sanctions. Practical risk points. Common recruitment-related risks include using unlicensed recruitment agents, charging or permitting the charging of recruitment fees to candidates, issuing offers inconsistent with final contracts, discriminatory advertising or selection practices. Conclusion. Recruitment under UAE labor law is not merely an administrative or commercial exercise, but a regulated legal process that begins at first contact with a candidate and extends through onboarding and workforce integration. Employers are required to conduct recruitment transparently, fairly, and in good faith, ensuring that selection decisions are objective, non-discriminatory, and properly documented. Central to the framework is the clear allocation of responsibility to employers for recruitment costs, immigration compliance, and accurate contractual documentation, alongside heightened regulatory oversight through MOHRI and aligned government initiatives such as Emiratization. Failures at any stage, whether through misrepresentation, unlawful cost shifting, improper selection practices, or procedural shortcuts, can give rise to regulatory penalties, labor disputes, and reputational risk. In practice, employers that embed compliance into recruitment strategy, rather than treating it as a post-hire obligation, are best positioned to meet both legal requirements and broader policy objectives underpinning the UAE labor market.